is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Not as an exciting of a Monday morning as we'd all kind of hoped with not hitting the Final Four, but again, a good season. Here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and the Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to
be
here.
You were on the road this weekend.
I was. I was traveling. I didn't really have a spring break. I just got back late last night from a week of meetings at a place called the Kettering Foundation that does a lot of work actually in those areas of the words you just said, around kind of civil society and democracy. So I was meeting with a handful of people from literally around the world. So people from Fiji and New Zealand and Israel and all sorts of places.
And you're kind of around your hometown area, right?
I was. I'm originally from Ohio, so I was a couple hours away and got a chance to see family, and they got to meet our little guy, who they haven't. Some of them haven't had a chance to meet yet. So it was all around a good trip. We went, you know. It's always interesting to drive across the country, which we did from here to Ohio, and see lots of places and just be reminded of how big this country is.
It's pretty bad.
It is pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Well, you know, I like to write down some notes from time to time for shows and kind of some ideas and things to go with. And I wrote down a few things for our opening segment here.
That's good.
And it's funny when you write down notes sometimes. At the time, you're writing down your notes, and you think you understand what you're, I just need a couple words here. I'll remember where I was
obviously,
going with this.
Yeah, remember.
So I wrote down, I wrote this Sunday morning after the K-State loss. You know, it wasn't as rambunctious as a Saturday night as I was kind of thinking, because about 2 minutes left, I kind of just like, oh, I guess I'm going to walk home, and I did some grocery shopping that night.
All right.
It didn't turn into the riot in Aggieville.
Life became very practical.
It did. And I was hungry. I was going to make myself a nice little sandwich with some pulled chicken that was really good, marinated pulled chicken, actually. Mm-hmm. Very good. And I was reaching for the mayo, and notice that I always look at the expiration date on a thing of mayo every time. I don't do this with other condiments. It's just with the mayo.
It's the eggs that concerns you, huh?
I guess maybe that's it. I mean, I knew you're being kind of expert in so many fields. I was hoping maybe you can get in my brain a little bit and figure out why I was doing that.
Mayo is popular in our house, but I withhold the ability to speak as an expert on the topic.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure there are other colleagues at K-State as the agricultural college that could.
That's true. I'll keep that.
We could chime
keep
in
that in mind.
Them.
And I was fine, by the way.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
I think I was still good for like June to July this year, maybe even 2019. And as I noticed that, I looked down and noticed I put my gym shorts on backwards. So that it was a great Sunday morning.
You had quite the time. I'm glad you made it here.
Well, what are we going to talk about today?
There's virtually nothing that's been going on.
It's been kind of quiet. No, it hasn't been quiet at all. We had the March for Our Lives weekend. That was protest marches all across the country. I don't know if we have a total number on that, but it seemed like every community we had one here.
Roughly speaking, I saw this statistic last night, actually, and I'm going to use it this week in some comments about this, that there were more than 800 marches around the country, and then actually also internationally. I saw one of those colleagues that I was with from the Netherlands at that meeting last week. I saw some photos via social media that she was present at a march. And so there were, per a report from the New York Times last night, more than 800 marches, and they actually have a map with kind of dots in every community where these were going on. So, I mean, it was a very significant thing. I mean, so, you know, kind of joking aside, I was thinking as I was coming over to the studio this morning, as Dave was reading off the birthday list, and, you know, noting all these significant people who were celebrating their birthdays today, some politicians and actors. And it struck me, right, about the contrast of, you know, we often, at least this is how it was for me. As I was hearing these names, I was thinking, wow, it's been a long time since I had seen them in, you know, movie X or whatever, right, and realizing how much time had elapsed between when I, you know, probably saw them in a film and now they're celebrating their birthday later in life. And the reason I mention it, because it struck me so much about Saturday in the march, was that one of the critiques from some was that, you know, these were young people. What are they doing? How do they have this capacity? And a lot of social movements throughout our history, from the Revolutionary War through the Civil Rights Movement and lots of the suffrage movement, for example, lots of young people taking kind of ownership and charge and saying this is something that ought to be addressed. And so regardless of one's kind of views or optics on it, it was a significant moment from a kind of a social movement standpoint to see just the sheer kind of numbers, the magnitude, the breadth. Communities across the country, I know there was a march here in Manhattan and lots of other communities here across the state and the region where people, young and old, were saying, you know, this is an issue that we need to think about in a more kind of explicit public way. So, yeah, it was a pretty striking thing. So, yeah, but when Dave was talking about those birthdays, it just made me think about that of how we think about people and what their possibilities are and when they are able to kind of act in public ways.
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at Kansas State University and the Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy, talking about some of the March for Our Lives protests and movements that we've seen. And it, like you mentioned, how many there were, a significant amount, and peaceful. We haven't heard about any reports of riots breaking out or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, as far as I know, and I was traveling on the road that day, and so in a vehicle and was able to use an app, TuneIn, for listening. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it on the radio here, if I have to do something special, but
we're on TuneIn.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's right. I do catch it on there every once in a while. And so I was able to listen to some of these speeches and things, and it was striking. I mean, just to see, you know, to be in one of these moments as someone of a certain generation, myself, not falling into some of these kind of pivotal moments in history, it was striking to wonder if this is one of those times, and we won't know for quite a while, right? This is a significant thing. Again, regardless of kind of one's own politics and views. But recognizing that there's a shift going on, at least some energy, particularly with young people, and it's energizing others as well.
And this is a movement that seems to be really noteworthy because it's one that's led by a lot of youth voices, and mm-hmm. and the organizers are high school students. They're the people that are on the end of the issue that they're kind of talking about, and it seems like we always make it noteworthy of that, but I think you kind of mentioned a little bit ago, you look throughout history, a lot of these social movements and protests, it usually is kind of a youth-led thing. We always, even going back to the founders of the country, I mean, they're always wearing these powder wigs, making themselves look older than they were, but they were pretty young, too, when around the revolutionary time.
Yeah, relatively speaking, you know, Thomas Jefferson was in his early 30s when they were drafting these founding documents. People like MLK in the early part of the Civil Rights Movement, you know, he died when he was 39, right? So if we start to subtract a number of years, you know, it pegs him early 30s or thereabouts, depending on how you want to think about that. And so there are these moments when it's useful to be reminded of kind of the images that we sometimes have of people, lock them into certain kind of categories or ages. And there's a usefulness to acknowledge that may have been where they ended, right? But there was a lot of life before them. That was my point to referencing what Dave said earlier about the birthdays, is that to be reminded of, like, oh, that's right, this person's been performing for a long time, or this person's been in elected office for a duration of time. And that's an important thing to recognize. Again, regardless of whether you're sympathetic or not, there's something there.
And we do have a phone call. Let's go ahead. We'll go ahead and take this call right now, and then we'll go to a break after the call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Lorraine. And, Doctor, it's always good to hear you on there. You bring up good topics. You're talking about the people protesting the school stuff and the people speaking out. I think pretty much known fact that a community has the law enforcement that they want. It, you know, it varies all over the United States. And I think there's one thing that we all miss. We kill about 40,000 people a year on the highways, and it doesn't seem like that comes up as a subject very often, and people kind of say, oh, hum. And they're, you know, back in Chicago, 300+ a month are killed, and everybody says ho-hum, and they send Rahm Emanuel out there to slow it down, and it got worse. I think the people in this country are kind of ready to take the country back. Excuse me. The politicians and the elected officials and the people that work for government in all phases, from the township to Washington, I think sometimes they forget that they are actually serving the people. And they don't run the country, the people really do. And I think we're getting back to the point that we need to get things smoothed out, or we're going to have some real problems. What is your opinion?
I appreciate your call and your comment. As I said at the beginning of the show this morning, that I last week spent a week with colleagues from around the country and around the world who are concerned about, we would use the language of, we call it kind of citizen-centered politics. And maybe a helpful image, one that the folks that I work with quite a bit use, is kind of this an ecology of democracy. So institutions, and as you referenced, elected officials, you know, all the way from local government through state, federal, all of these things. That's one piece of the mix, right? But it's not the only thing. Citizens, ordinary people, men, women, children, everybody, all sorts of ages and experiences, whether you have degrees or credentials or are, quote, an expert, or if you're somebody who lives off the land, somebody who, and particularly here, thinking here in Kansas, you know, somebody who comes in off from a ranch or a farming kind of background, these things that you maybe don't have the formal training that we might use as categories to say you know what you're talking about or not. But that's a lot of what I spend my time actually speaking about, the relationship between expert and local knowledge and those tensions. And I think to the caller, you're absolutely right that fundamentally elected officials are responsive or ought to be responsive to the constituents that they represent. They are representatives. They're not in charge of those individuals. And so for us to think about politics, it rightfully is inclusive of the institutions, but it also fundamentally is reliant upon citizens.
Very good. Very good. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll have more In Focus. Dr. Timothy Schaefer right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27.